His church on this beautiful Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. And we're so glad to see you all here, especially if you're a visitor. We're glad to have you. And we're going to kind of look at Memorial Day a little bit today. I don't know if you know a lot about it, but some of you may remember it as Decoration Day. And in the South especially, they used to have days where they would go to the cemeteries. It was almost like a picnic. But then during the Civil War, you know what happened there? We lost over 700,000 soldiers during the Civil War. And after the Civil War, of course, there was so many graves and so many new cemeteries that it became a little more prevalent to go there and place flowers and decorate the graves and honor those. And officially, by the Grand Army of the Republic in 1868, Commander John Logan issued Order Number 11, which said that Memorial Day should be, well, Decoration Day then, would be for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. And Michigan was the first state to declare it a state holiday. And then by other states followed, of course. And by 1900s, they extended it to not just Civil War casualties, but to all who have died in service of their country, and it was declared a national holiday in 1971. So there's a little history for you. I have a letter I'd like to read. It was sent to Widow Bixby. Dear Madam, I have been shown in the files of the War Department a statement of the Adjutant General of Massachusetts that you are the mother of five sons who have died gloriously on the field of battle. I feel how weak and fruitless must be any word of mine which should attempt to beguile you from the grief of a loss so overwhelming. But I cannot refrain from tendering you the consolation that may be found in the thanks of the Republic they died to save. I pray that our Heavenly Father may assuage the anguish of your bereavement and leave you only the cherished memory of the loved and lost and the solemn pride that must be yours to have laid so costly a sacrifice upon the altar of freedom. Yours very sincerely and respectfully, Abraham Lincoln. That was written November 21st, 1864. And I'm sure since then, many, many thousands of similar letters and thousands of "we regret to inform you" telegrams have been sent. And your family or a family you know may have received one or maybe more of those letters. And tomorrow's Memorial Day, and we honor and remember those soldiers who gave their lives while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. And with that in mind, I would like to see if someone is here that has lost a family member in service. Would you stand, please? Anyone? Thank you. We thank you for your sacrifice. I'm sure if your family was here in the country during the Civil War, probably I think just about every home was touched during that time. I'd like to have, at this time, the veterans stand in honor of the fallen comrades, and we want to recognize them too. So that all veterans would stand, please. Thank you. And now I'd like to have us all stand for a moment of silence while we remember those who gave their utmost for our country. Many are still buried at sea, or they were buried in a foreign country. Some were never even found. So let's have a moment of silence, and then Rich is going to come and have a prayer.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful for all these that have served, for all those that have served before. Lord, we just praise them and and thank them for all that they've done to make this country free. Lord, there's a lot of sacrifices that some of us will never know. We thank you. We thank them, men and women alike, Lord, for all that they've given away, the sacrifices that they've made with their bodies, Lord, the arms, the legs that they've left, and just the memories, the bad memories that they bring home with them, Lord. We just pray that you'll help each and every one. Lord, we just thank you so much also for those that are fighting today to give us this freedom for this wonderful country that we live. Lord, we just pray that your hand will be on each and every one of them today, Lord. We thank you for the mothers, for the fathers, for the sisters and brothers, Lord, of these people, because there is no greater sacrifice, Lord. We just want to give all these things to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Rich. So Monday or even today would be good and proper if we went to a cemetery and maybe even find the most neglected veteran's grave and decorate that grave, or maybe at the monuments over by the river, Veterans Park. I drove by Soldiers and Sailors Park Friday, and they have the display of over 800 of Monroe's casualties from 1812 till today. I noticed two markers for Afghanistan, recent people who have passed away in that war. So would be good to drive by there and stop and see that. It's good. And honor those veterans. So at this time, I'm going to give you a moment to greet each other and find a veteran and shake his hand or her hand and tell them, great job. You appreciate them. All right. Brother Merle's hand, he's got a birthday today. Should I let them sit down? Molly and Maya are going to sing for you. And they said you can sit down for this, if you can. It's a good song. I thought about it. Should we sing it with Memorial Day? And I thought, what better song this thing than God's Not Dead? And our country needs to hear it, and we need to share it. And that's what they're going to sing, and the screen's going to have the words, so you can sing along if you want to.